Okay, so today we're going to talk about our life in general. I mean, the fact that we have the ability to do and create anything that we want to. I mean, we were all put here for a reason. And what's happening nowadays, in my opinion at least, and I'm not the first one to say this, and I won't be the last, is the influence that we surround ourselves with. And we feel like for some reason, we lose our identity because we are essentially looking at other people and other things in comparison to what we are as people. Now, there's not any one of us that are created equal. I mean, we're all unique in our own way. We all have various gifts and strengths and talents and so on that are exclusive to us only. So when we are influenced by the masses, and I'm talking social media here like I always do, because I think it's the worst thing that's ever happened in the last decade. People have lost their sense of self and they keep going back to references of something that is not real. And what I mean by that is when you look at somebody or something and you believe that to be truth, it is not truth. It is appearances. And everything now is based on appearances. So we get lost in that whole shuffle of things and influence. And we come to find that we no longer have our own thoughts. We no longer have our own identity. We no longer have our own peace of mind. And I think as humans, that's the only thing that we ever want. I mean, peace of mind is essentially everything. Now, in order to have peace of mind, we have mind, body, and soul. They all have to be fulfilled and not. Neither of them or any of them are greater, let's say, than the other, but they all have to be fulfilled because without fulfillment in each of those, mind, body, and soul, then we get offside and we're not complete. So, for example, with your mind, you need to have certain things that are making you feel healthy and feel optimistic and positive and believe and have faith. And body, you obviously have to have certain things that you need to do to keep active, let's say, feed yourself properly or feed yourself in general. And soul is essentially love and compassion and so on. And I find that all of these things, when we're looking at the masses, they just get diluted into something that is not realistic. And we think that we have to be like all these other people and so on, when in fact we're not supposed to be in the first place. The social media stuff and everything else, it doesn't matter if you're watching the news on TV or any of it, anything basically that's going on in the world is really not any of your business when you think about it. I mean, it isn't anything that's going to make you more complete and fulfill and, give you that fulfillment in any of the areas that I just talked about. It is just unrealistic to think that that exists. It's appearances. And when we live in a world of appearances, then we get lost. It's really that simple. Now, what we have to do is really think for ourselves and think, is this for me as a person with, your thoughts, dreams, desires, everything else? It doesn't matter if we're talking about relationships or business or any of it, personal stuff. I mean, it's very transparent. It's fundamentally the way it's supposed to be. Again, you cannot hinder growth. Growth is inevitable and everything evolves. And as people, we are meant to be like a tree or a plant. I mean, everything is seeking fuller expression at all times. You stifle that expression and that growth as a person and as an individual if you look and are influenced by things and people that are not relevant. So I just maybe want you to sit back and think about that for a minute and say, okay, what do I want? What are my needs, desires, wants, and so on? What would I like to see happen in my life? Because you're capable of having it. I mean, you shouldn't look at somebody else and their life and what they possibly have or don't have and try to be that. I mean, if somebody that you know or see or that's in your neighborhood or your state or your country is successful in something, then you're entitled to that as well. You shouldn't look at it in awe. I mean, the world is for all of us. Everybody, again, is entitled to anything they desire. And if you start to think in a certain way and act in a certain way, without competing with anybody, and start creating, and creating is your life, your business, things that are different than the so-called competition or doing what everybody else does, then the doors will start to open and you'll see what I'm saying is fact.